Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Are you more prone to injury just because you're a girl? Are women more prone to injuries whether we're playing sports or just exercising, taking classes, riding the bike, doing anything that we like to do to work out and keep in shape? Are we more susceptible to injuries, joint injuries and such, than our male counterpoints? My guest is Dr. Mitchell Rao. He is a professor and program director for the Doctor Physical Therapy Program at San Diego State University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rao. Let's talk about women and injuries. Are we more prone to injuries?
Well, that's a good question. I think for certain sports, possibly, but we don't. It's too early to say these things because we don't know the exact how accurate the reporting of injuries are between females and males. So some of the studies have shown that they're the same, and some say that, at least at the high school level, that girls are at higher risk, especially girls high cross-country. But we're not quite sure because there's not enough studies to make a full, accurate answer on that.
Okay, so women, let's start with something like concussion. Do we know?
Okay.
Do we know concussion? Are we more? Is our little heads like not quite as hard as y'all's?
I'm not qualified to answer that one. I think it goes down to the mechanisms of what is also going the sport rules and the mechanisms for safety. In many sports, women do not wear helmets, so are they just prone more to concussion because they're not wearing a helmet?
Okay, so let's talk about one. We do have statistics: women and ACL injuries.
Okay.
In sports such as soccer and,
yeah,
you know, field hockey, and really any of the sports where there's a lateral movement, something that's going to, you know, sort of pop it out a little bit, and speak about those injuries. What are you seeing?
Well, I think what we're really looking at here is more the non-contact ACL injuries, and there have been several recent studies that are really, at least from incidence rates, are really showing that females are at higher risk for ACL injury, and a lot of that may be what we're thinking is part of the maturation, is that the neuro keeping up with the growth and the neuro accompanying that. And so what we're thinking is that the girls are not staying up with the guys as they grow, yet we have found that, so by what I mean by that is that they may not be doing the right sport positioning techniques and how they should be when they're going up for a rebound for a ball or making a cutting lateral movement. But there have been studies that to help look at this risk factors, that some of the studies have shown that preventive programs that were women simulating the same type of motions as the males have really reduced the amount of ACLs. So,
okay, and also that has to do with really the training and the coaches and the, you know,
right,
people really what they're doing for them now to you know, help reduce the amount of ACL injuries. What other injuries are women, because I know that we have relaxant in our hips, especially after having babies. So
right,
are we more prone now to hip dislocations? What about our shoulders? If we're golfers, you know, tennis players, our elbows and our shoulders, what do you see there?
Well, I don't think we have any you know, that those are great anecdotal thoughts, but I don't think we have enough evidence to support that yet. I think that's still really anecdotal. Those are great things, and I think one thing I think should be really thrown out here is that these injuries are multifaceted, and I think we've answered many of the things for men in particular sports, but for women, I think we're just getting there. So is it some physiological difference? We don't know. What we're seeing with, for example, for running, we're now speculating that much like the ACL injuries in non-contact for women, that the women, as they grow, that their hip abductor muscles our glute medius, are not staying up with their growth, and that this hip weakness may lead to more patellofemoral injuries. So there may be something inherent, but these are all modifiable. But we're just starting to tap on these type of studies to do this. And if so, it's great if we do find these risk factors, because we can likely prevent many of the injuries.
People listening right now, Dr. Rao, want to know, okay, if they're a skier, you know, what do they need to think about if they're a water skier, it's the summer, or a downhill skier? I like to do both. And if I'm going to train my body, name the show here, to get it so that I am less susceptible to an injury while I'm skiing and I go to stop and I don't want to tear something, what specifically, and you're a physical therapist besides, give us things we can do that will specifically strengthen those areas that you see are most susceptible to injury. I mean, you must see women coming in with so many knee problems and hips and,
yeah,
you know, so wherever you see those injuries, give us some things we can do to strengthen them and or keep from injuring them.
Yeah, well, with something like skiing, I think you're going to definitely want to increase your quad and hamstring strength. But particular for women, I would venture that you would also now want to really increase your hip and abdominal core muscle strength more so. Again, this is getting to the relationship with like running injuries. But this all comes down to, if we look at ACL with soccer and basketball, again, I think learning the right techniques and performing exercises and those functional exercises that promote those same styles, so that you get the, what do you want to call it, neuroplasticity, so you get that position sense of where you should be. And I think that's a really key element. So how much should you bend? Not just how much strength itself, but what type of bend should you be in? And how should you position yourself on turns? So going to a qualified skier that can help you get into those right positions are probably going to, along with some good strength and flexibility, are likely going to reduce a lot of those injuries.
Okay, so you want to make sure to strengthen hamstrings, quadriceps. You also want to make sure that you strengthen the areas that you work, but cross-train as well, so you don't only sport-specifically train for whatever it is.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And, I think the hip muscles have largely overbeen looked, and I think that's where, at least in the physical therapy realm, that's really has taken up a lot of new research as how does the hip relate to the knees and other lower extremity injuries. And, again, as I just mentioned, getting that good position sense is really key. So the neuromuscular part is very important. It's not just strength itself. So it's knowing how to be in those type of positions.
Knowing how to be in those type of positions, and therein lies, you know, whatever sport you want to play, taking lessons from a professional to get...
Correct.
To get that neuromuscular really activity down so that you know your position's right and
Correct.
You can prevent those injuries before they happen. Wrap it up for us in 30 seconds, please, Dr. Rao, of women being more prone to sports injuries and how we can avoid that.
Well, I think the best thing is to go to a physical therapist and get a full body screen, and that way, especially for lower extremities and core, they can evaluate your strength and your flexibility. I think they can put you on a very good program to strong athletes. Well, you can find that they have those hip muscle weaknesses that they didn't think they had. So I think getting a good functional evaluation and then going through a sports-specific evaluation and developing a program could lend a lot to minimizing a lot of these injuries.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rao. And women, we don't have to be necessarily prone to these injuries, as he said. Get a full workup, find out what you need to do for the sport that you want to play, because it's about performing and motivating us to do the best we can do. This is Melanie Cole for Train Your Body and Radio MD. Stay well.